Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. This is Dan Butler, and I will be joined in a few minutes by Andrea Townsley this evening as we recap the weekly Iowa educational chat hosted on Twitter. We will also point you in the direction of the archive to continue the conversation and reflection. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatJanuary21. Tonight, we discussed hot topics in education as we asked 7 questions about some of the hot buttons in education at this time. We tackled grades, policies, attendance, homework, among others within these questions. It was really difficult to keep up with the conversation tonight with so much being shared. It is now time for me to pass the microphone to Andrea Townsley, who will highlight a few of her thoughts from tonight's exchange.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight on Iowa Ed Chat's mini podcast. We blew through an hour so quickly tonight with our topic of hot debate in education. The question I want to focus in on tonight is question 4, where we asked, should at least one foreign language be required by K-12 students? And I feel like we really did have a couple of different camps set up for this question. So one side of the debate was building empathy and using it as an opportunity to build diversity awareness in our classrooms. At Grace L. Bryan said, yes, classroom and workplace are so diverse, therefore being able to speak or have knowledge of other languages or cultures is important. Learning a foreign language makes the brain think and work. And then Gretchen Dorn at GDorn1 says, yes, when students are young, their brains are more susceptible to learning foreign languages. We need to explore these languages and cultures to allow for global learning. In one of our high schools, we have 44 different nationalities represented. I think this is one of the questions which really pulled at my heartstrings a little bit. My daughter had a student move into her class a few years ago who spoke zero English. She wanted to be able to communicate with her conversationally just to kind of make her feel a little bit welcome. And I was not able to help her at all. And I took 4 years of Spanish when I was in high school. So my daughter used Google Apps for Education. She used the Google Translate and was able to somewhat communicate minimally at first, but then it got better with time. But what an opportunity we have to embrace the challenging classrooms with diversity and embrace that with learning a foreign language or learning about alternate cultures. Another side of the camp was valid as well, that we could build empathy and culture in other ways. Jovi Stickle at JoveStickel. Jovi Stickle says, I used to say yes, but as I look back on my own experiences, the last time I used a foreign language was in school. If you're not immersed in it regularly, you likely won't use it as much. And then he followed up another tweet saying, that's a valid point, but I also believe we could accomplish the same thing if we made social studies, again, a prominent focus in grade schools and not an afterthought. So that follow-up tweet was about building empathy and culture, and Jovi's thoughts are that we could do that with social studies as a prominent focus rather than an afterthought, which I agree with as well, Jovi. Like I said, I took almost 4 years and applied it at a homestay during my high school years, but since then I really haven't used much of what I learned. So Jovi's right, if you don't use it, you may lose it. And building culture into social studies and nonfiction content and literacy could really accomplish some of the similar goals.
Thank you very much, Andrea and company, for your thoughts on question 4. Now, question 6 might have been the most controversial of the night as it involved the H word. We asked, should students be required to complete homework? There were some differing views on this question, as I will highlight in these 3 answers. Heath Hesse, an instructional coach in Tipton, had this to say. Homework should be practice and a method of moving toward mastery. They should have reasons for wanting to do it, but making them shifts the completion to compliance rather than focusing on learning the content. Gretchen Dorn from Kentucky brought a different point of view as she tweeted, yes, students should complete homework as learning responsibilities and setting goals and discipline are essential. Sometimes, homework is necessary for practice, learning, and investigating. Nick Schumacher, a building administrator in Glen Allen, Alaska, shared, "Unfortunately, most homework is an exercise in compliance. How often does homework become a discipline issue or something that brings a student's grade down? The negatives outweigh the positives." So here's my take on this. We're getting homework wrong if it is causing stress in the home from students or parents. If homework is assigned, it should be able to be completed independently and serve as a reinforcement to what the student already knows. We are getting this wrong far too often within our system. Thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Tonight's Twitter chat archive once again can be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat January 21. We will be back next week with another great topic. In the meantime, you can check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and any contact information you may need. That is at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Also, please do subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic or on iTunes. And if you're feeling really ambitious, leave us a rating. We really appreciate that. We look forward to connecting with you next week. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.